May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The end of the holidays can be a bit of a letdown as visiting family says goodbye and decorations get packed away. We go back to work and school and hunker down for the grayest and coldest part of winter. But there are some things that are good about the end of the Christmas season. For example, we have a few months off from hearing Christmas music at the drugstore, the dentist's office, the mall, the elevator, and on it goes. I was thinking recently about the carol, The Little Drummer Boy, which I will be able to live without until December. It tells the story of a poor young boy who has no gift to bring the infant Christ except the song of his drum. And I have never had a baby, but I have heard a young child play a drum. And I have a very difficult time believing what the song tells us, which is that Mary smiled when the drummer boy showed up. The Little Drummer Boy is an extra-canonical story, not found in the Bible, but today we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany and honor the wise men, also bringers of gifts to Jesus, whose story is told in Matthew. Like the drummer, they traveled long and far to offer gifts to the newborn Jesus. But to this homeless child who was born in a stable, they brought gifts of the greatest value they could find: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And as the verses of the song We Three Kings remind us, when we look at the life of Jesus, we realize that these gifts are more than they seem. There is gold given to honor a king, frankincense, a kind of incense burned in the temple, given to honor a great high priest, and myrrh, a fragrance that was then used to anoint bodies for burial. We never learn much in the Bible about where exactly in the East the wise men came from or about what made them so wise. But the gifts they offer to Jesus are portents of his kingship, his divinity, and his eventual death on the cross. The wise men are amazing characters in this story because their decision to seek out the newborn Messiah is such a calculated risk. We have Herod, a puppet king installed by the Roman Empire to rule over the Jewish state of Judea. The wise men figure out pretty quickly that Herod is less than happy to hear about a new king of the Jews with his own rising star. But by ignoring the orders of the false king and paying homage to the real one, they risk the anger of Herod, who, although he has no real claim to power, is nonetheless a very powerful man. I imagine the wise men bidding farewell to Mary and Joseph, heading out of Bethlehem and saying to each other very quietly,
"What do you say we get out of here by a different road?"
They know that their lives are at risk, but they remain calm, knowing they have already done the most important thing. And so we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. We remember the wise men at the beginning of this new year. And their journey leaves us with a few questions to guide our own journeys with and toward God. First, what gifts do you have to lay before the manger? Do you bring your own intelligence or wisdom or kindness? Do you have a particular gift for writing or teaching, for business or music? How can you cultivate the gifts that God has given you? that you might use them to more fully glorify the name of Jesus Christ. Secondly, the star that the wise men saw appeared to keep moving until it settled over the place where Jesus was. If you imagine the star in your own life leading you to Jesus, what kind of a path is it taking you on? Is it demanding that, like the wise men, you drop everything to set out on a new journey? Another way to think about that is this. The quest to follow Jesus in this life is the quest to become as completely as possible the person God is calling you to be. And if you are not yet quite that person, and none of us are, what changes are you called to make to become just 1% more connected to God? The word epiphany, of course, has two meanings. There's epiphany as an appearance of something divine, like Jesus appearing before the wise men. And then there's epiphany as a sudden realization, a moment where you see something that suddenly helps you see the world in a different way. On this feast of the Epiphany is the bright star that the wise men followed, leading you to an epiphany of your own about the person God wants you to be. An epiphany can be large. It can look like, why do I do this job? I hate this job. I never see my family, and I have a beautiful house, but I'm only in it to sleep. An epiphany can be small. It can look like, I think my life would be better if I took 5 minutes every morning to pray. For me, a recent small epiphany was this. I woke up one morning and thought, I think I was nicer when I made time to exercise. I thought about the one body God has given me to steward as part of creation, and I started to make more time to give my body the movement it craves, and in fact, I can feel not only my body getting stronger, but my wells of patience and kindness deepening as a result. But an epiphany can look different for you than for someone else, and yours might be, you know, I play sports 7 days a week, and I'm not sure I like it all that much. We all have a star leading us to Jesus Christ. The question is not where that star is leading you, but what the path is going to look like. And finally, what risks are you willing to take to follow that star? What are you willing to take a chance on to find new life in Christ? It's the time of year when many of us make New Year's resolutions, so many of which are about shrinking and less, to lose weight or to spend less money or to eat less junk food or to waste less time. But we know that Jesus comes to bring us abundant life, and so God is always calling us into a life of more. More joy, more compassion, more hope. Maybe more time with our families. Maybe more time spent in more meaningful ways. What are you able to risk? What are you willing to risk to tap into the abundance, the life of more that God is calling you to? As we enter into this new year and this new season, I pray that we will all find that bright star and trust God to guide us on the journey. Amen.